This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
An increasingly hot commodity in the UK is getting a passport from a country that will still be in the EU. Having one will make it easier to travel, live, and work within Europe at large. That's made many turn to Ireland, which isn't in the UK, of course, but is in the EU. But there are limits to this, as Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
Irish officials say demand for passports has spiked, though reports have been exaggerated. Not so in Louisa Galvin's case. Eight in her immediate family will be applying, courtesy of a natural-born grandparent.
Well, as soon as I realized, I contacted my sisters and said, you know, I've got a plan to save us.
For Galvin, it's an identity issue.
My whole life, I have seen myself more as a European as opposed to just being really British.
The UK's identity is in question. There are worries about the border between Ireland and Northern Ireland. There are calls for Irish unification. And Johns Hopkins University's Eric Jones is concerned about the potential for the return of Catholic-Protestant conflict.
And that would be a terrible tragedy for the people of Ireland, north and south.
Irene Fennell-Honigman from the School of International and Public Affairs at Columbia University says it's too early to tell.
We are totally at the absolute earliest stages.
I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.